Today you can ask some question if you like.
Maharaj, you asked, two nights ago you started describing why Krishna never went back to Vrindavan from Mathura.
Any other questions, anyone?
Her name is Sunanda. Could you give an explanation?
Nanda. Nanda means to give pleasure. To give pleasure is Nanda. He gives pleasure by serving Krishna like a son, so he is Nanda. And Nanda, a very dear sakhi of Radhika, very beautiful, Su means very beautiful, and intelligent. She knows so many arts to please Krishna, knowing all kinds of mantra, knowing all kinds of languages, very beautiful in art, so expert in everything to love and serve conjugal. So she is called Sunanda, very beautiful, serving like a sakhi of Radhika. Can anyone answer his question? You can? Can you? Bolo. Hum to sabhi kuch karenge. Rasoi bhi bana denge, tumko khila denge. And left Vrindavan. And never returned. What?
Yesterday you explained something.
What? You should do. Oh, Radhika become always so, feeling so separation. And in separation, Krishna used to see, how she is jolly. So he thought that, I don't want to displease Radhika. So I must be very far away. So always he should see me always with him, like a union. I cannot make her happy, never, if I am with Radhika. So I must be far away from here. So, giving up here, he went that she should be always happy. We cannot imagine this mode, but it really was like that. Understand something? From outwardly, externally, he told that there is no castle in Vrindavan. I killed Jarasandha. So Jarasandha will attack. And if I am in Vrindavan, he will destroy all Vrindavan and he will kill all Nand Baba, Yashoda and all Gopi cow. So I must give up this Mathura, Vrindavan, and I should be in Mathura where this is a big castle. So much army, all weapons are there. So, I should not be in Vrindavan. If Jarasandha and all other will know, Shishupal and all other will know that Krishna is son of Nanda Baba and Yashoda, they will kill. And anyone cannot protect here. So, I should tell that I am son of Vasudeva and Deva. Not Vasudev, Vasudev. Krishna is Vasudev. So, he left it. He told that, there are so many demons yet, so I will kill them and punish them, and then I will return to Vrindavan. So after that, he killed Shishupal, Dantabhakra, Jarasandha and all, then he went to Vrindavan in his last days. And from there he quickly move to transcendental Vrindavan.
Emphasize that one should take exclusive shelter of Harinam and Krishna, and Krishna will take care of everything. But also, in Bhagavad Gita it is explained that one cannot falsely renounce. One should work for Krishna if he cannot give himself completely to Krishna. His question is, how does one know what is best for him?
By high classes of association, like we are availing. So in association, by the mouth of pure devotees, you can know all these things and quickly you can fall. Otherwise, only remedy is there. You have to try to be in good association, devotees, any association. Strongness will come and you know what is this, really this world, who is Krishna, what is bhakti, and gradually you will develop your Krishna consciousness and you will gradually be stronger and stronger. What is the difference between sadhu and asadhu? Sadhu also lives in this world and asadhu also lives. Both they take prasad, anything, air, light, water, in the same way. Then what is the difference between two? Can you? What is the difference between two? Devotees they marry also. Why they marry? What is the cause? If they want only to serve Krishna and to make happy Krishna, why a devotee should marry? Why so many children? How houses? Why earning some money to maintain them? Why? Who can answer? You?
Well, this question beguiles me.
We want to see your face all. First you should know that devotees are of two kinds. One who has left sansar, world, no wife, no children, nothing, and they are called renounce orders, sannyasis, or brahmacharis. No? And some are grihastha, grihastha bhakta, devotee, grihastha devotee. Both serving Krishna, there is no question that grihastha is lower, but inferior, and sannyasi is so superior. It depends on their activities and their love and affection to Krishna. So no question is who is superior and who is
inferior.
It may be that so many devotees who are grihastha, but more superior than sannyasi, and some sannyasis may be more superior than Grihastha. So it depends on their love and affection. So here I'm making this question, that if there is a Grihastha Bhakta, but why to marry? What was the cause? Why to have so many children? Why?
The only way to understand one's true position in this world and to understand what is best for the progress in bhakti is to take the association of Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas who are led by a pure devotee. Gurudev has mentioned that there's two paths, one Pravritti Marg, one Nivritti Marg. That of Pravritti Marg is functioning within the world for the pleasure of Krishna, but could also be said to have some aspect of Arop Siddha Bhakti, meaning taking things in the world because of one's own desires and offering a portion of those things to Sri Krishna. But when one is with Gurudev and the Vaishnavas, it's important to understand one's position through their explanations, through their descriptions. So when a person is learning, when a person is reading, when a person is studying about Krishna and the association of his Gurudev will see the advancement of that devotee and will tell that devotee, give him some idea about whether he has the ability to practice the path of Pravritti or Nivritti Marg. And it's by the mercy of Srila Gurudev that one can participate or actually make advancement on the path of bhakti, whether one is a householder or whether one is a brahmachari or a sannyasi. One has to have the full blessings of Srila Gurudev in order to practice either of the paths with dignity. But it's a very, very special, wonderful thing when Gurudev gives the mantras. He was explaining at Turiya's Prabhu's temple in 2 days ago that Gurudev has married us all to Krishna with the Gopal mantra, those who have taken initiation from Gurudev. Why then do we want to marry? Gurudev says we should marry a second or third time. If he says we should marry a second time, then why are we getting married? It's because our material desires haven't been completely crushed by chanting Harinam, by service of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, that we have to participate in married life and things like that. And when Prahlad Maharaj said to Nrisingadev, give me all of the karmic actions, reactions of everybody in the world, so they can go back to serve in the spiritual world.
All the wishes of Krishna, but you know that he will not wish. Gurudev never wish.
He told I can murder so many persons.
Like a trick. A devotee invited me that you should come to our temple, but only one request is that you should come to our temple. You can host there 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days as you like, and we will also give you so much prasadam, every service we will do. But only one condition, that if you are going to stool pass, passing a stool, you should not make urine. What is the meaning?
Don't do both at the
time.
Stool and urine.
You should not pass urine. Only you can pass a stool.
Which is not possible.
It means that you should not come. But he is requesting that you should come. This is a trick. So Prabhupada played a trick. A pure devotee, always engaged in service of Krishna, how he will marry? Never. He Gurudev will never do like this. Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Narad. But मैं जानता हूँ जा आप नहीं
for a non devotee, for a person who is new to the devotion.
हाँ बैठ जाओ but Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all our acharyas in Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere has been told that To serve Krishna, there are two ways, nivritti and pravritti. Those who are actually no worldly desire, nothing, no desire, like Sukadeva Goswami, Chatushan, Narad, like others, Sarup Damodar, they are so much engaged in Krishna service. They should do like that. They should not marry. And they will not marry if Brahma will come and tell that you should marry. They will never, never follow their orders. But those do have some desire to taste world, you know, here and there looking. For them to come from pravritti to nivritti, it has been told that he should marry. Otherwise he cannot conquer his wishes and mind. No? To control their minds, it has been told that you should marry one wife, and wife should only marry one husband. No? And this is like a brahmachari, brahmacharya. Otherwise, if that devotee is in beginning, he wants to control his senses, sense gratification, he cannot control anyhow. So marriage is like a fencing to control senses in first way. And after that, when he will be so much matured in this, other wife or husband, after some days, at the age of 50, both, they will come to Vanaprastha. They may live together, they may not live together. But always they should be absorbed in Krishna Bhakti. The devotees should think that my wife is beloved of Krishna. My children are servant of Krishna. So I should help her. I am alone, I cannot do worship, chanting, remembering, maintaining my wife and children. So I want one very good, qualified son. For this grihastha jivan. Not always making merry, and if the husband becomes 80 years age and wife also 70, then if they are divorcing, again they want. This is the not rule and regulation for any devotee. They should live together for lifelong, or when they are matured, about 50, no use of living together in sex life. They can be there in household, but always serving Krishna, supporting boys, always doing anything they should do for to please Krishna. Not thinking that these are my children, my wife, my house, my all these things. I have taken it, managed it only to please Krishna, because at first I was so durbal,
weak.
Now I am strong. I can live in brahmachari and sannyasi. Sometimes a devotee thinks that I am not matured in bhakti. There are so many false egos there. And if I am taking sannyas there, so many more false egos may come. So, to give up all these nonsense, false egos, he wants to be very tinadapishuni, very humble. If he gives up his wife and children and becomes sannyasi, then like in Kali-yugi sannyasi now, all are falling down. So if man is grihastha, not to fall down. So in Kali-yuga, it is better to be a grihastha than sannyasi. Only very qualified grihastha or any brahmachari, so much qualified, knowing all the established truth and very pakka in all, pakka?
Strong.
Like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Rupa Goswami, like Haridas Thakur, we should try to follow all these things. So only for the weak devotees who are not mature, sometimes to go from pravritti mark to nivritti mark, and so that false ego cannot affect us. A very learned, so much learned, knowing all these things, but if he is grihastha, he will always feel him inferior than any renounced order sannyasi, though sannyasi does not know anything ABCD. Very, so much false egos are there. So to try to also to be careful from all these things. They may be like so, but thinking like this. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told all that I told you. If anyone from beginning who is devotee, grihastha bhakta, he may be there. But anyone, brahmachari, from beginning, associating with sadhus, guru, vaishnava, serving, worshipping, having taken saffron cloth, or not even, and he is strong, he should not marry. Never. But if they are married, they should love each other to help them, each other, to go towards Krishna. Also they should make their children very qualified for Krishna consciousness. Whether they are grihastha, may be grihastha or afterward, they may be brahmachari nohar. We know that there are very few, very rare in this Kali-yuga, who are so strong like Hanuman, Sukadeva Goswami, Narad, very few. Jiva Goswami, very few. So, thinking all these things, having some advice from Gurudev, and you can be either grihastha bhakta or renounce. If you are, you have become renounced, don't be associate with any ladies, girls, laughing, joking, doing so much thing, giving up the association of high classes of Vaishnava. Don't mix, cheating yourself that I am going to make her
devotee.
And then Maya will take you and drive in ocean of what? So be careful. Grihastha is not bad if he is like gopis, like Arjun, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, like Maharaj Dasarath, Nanda Baba. It is high class of devotion. But we will have to be very careful and strong. Gaur Praman. Anyhow, where you are, you should try to serve Krishna and Radha. In Grihastha there are so many responsibilities, so many, to maintain Grihastha Jivan and also to children, father, mother, husband, all, and also devotion. And in renounce order, one pointed maybe. And if he is not pointed, then Krishna will smash. For Grihastha Ashram, there has been given some
concession.
But Brahmachari and if being in Brahmachari in red cloth and sannyasi, Krishna never
excuse.
So be very strong. Four, five? Five questions.
I don't know.
What?
I have one question. Does the Guru ever tell some devotees to get married, or does he always try to stop every devotee from ever getting married?
He wants that also be engaged in Krishna fully. But if he knows that he will take
pulse.
Or by reading face, he will see that he is not qualified for sannyas. Then he may tell that you are going to that lady here and there, joking and doing nonsense. So you should try to marry them. And when he will be qualified, then you should be in Nimritti Marg. He can tell that. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all acharyas.
Lalit
Mohan. Yeah.
Well, I just had one quick addition to this conversation. oftentimes I've heard some people make the argument that if there were no householders, then why would there be any there wouldn't be any devotees in the world to associate with and to have sangha with and this and that. But I remember this is the reason I was telling the Upakyan quick of Prahlad Maharaj that he wanted to take all the suffering of all the people in the world so that they could go to the spiritual world. But Vishnu said, but then again the world would be filled with people. So what is the matter if no people are born into this world and everyone goes to the spiritual world to enjoy? This is a very good thing. Then the jails will all be destroyed, the jailhouse will be completely destroyed, and everyone will be able to go to Gok Vrindavan or Vaikuntha and serve Radha and Krishna.
So what is the question?
There's no question.
When you will give him red cloth.
When you will give him red cloth.
Yeah, red hair.
Face is called red.
Only the color.
No question.
Only ghar pagala. Ghar pagala, you know?
Pagala means crazy, but I don't know what
ghar. No, ghar pagala.
Crazy house.
Persons tell like this, that all will be renounced, then how this world will be? If your one hair comes out, no harm, so many. So if whole world totally is liberated, no harm, because lakhs and lakhs worlds are innumerable. Again, it will come. If you will take one pot of water from sea, no harm. Again, all will quickly come and fill it.
He's telling if there is no house or devotee, who will protect and nourish this denounced person?
Perhaps Krishna will tell you that you should be here and maintain all, and all should be liberated.
Taking one pot of water, two pots, and pouring one into the other.
Yes, sir. Oh, it was necessary. I was forgetting.
Jnanati mirandasya, jnananjana sulakaya, chakshu militam jena, tashmai shri gurudena. Ma Vishnu padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Sarasvati Devam, Gauravani Pucharani. Devaseesha Shunyavadi Prashtacha Sitar. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shri Srimat Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Iti Namani Vancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kritasinivyevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo. I want to thank His Divine Grace for blessing us here in Maui. For He has truly He has truly transformed our island and our islands. 25 years ago, when I met my Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, he built one spiritual house, and he was sent to wire the house for electricity, for light bulbs, for fans and plugs. And Srila Prabhupada left this world. Slowly but surely, the lights in my house started going out, the plugs stopped working, the fans stopped working. Many times, I would go to contractor and ask, can you fix the lights? And they would try, and sometimes they would work for a little while. Then, one day, I found in my files a paper, and that paper said that my house was engineered by a great master, and that I had a lifetime warranty, and that if any of the lights should fail, or any of the work should not be perfect, then a representative from the company would come and make sure that everything was wired correctly. Srila Narayan Maharaj, I recognize you as the representative of the company, of the great company of Sri Radhika. I am very proud to have accepted you as my Shiksha Guru, and to know that everybody is home and all the lights are on now. So, I want to thank the assembled Vaishnavas, Srila Narayan Maharaj's entourage, Naveen Krishna Prabhu, Rajanath Prabhu, Danda Devi, Gopinath Prabhu, Tanga Vidya Prabhu, Nanda Gopal, and Manju Sashini, Nilachala, Lalita, Pundarik, Ramayojana, Vira Krishna, Shridas, Shridam Sarka, Vichitra, Vrindavan, Vilasi, Sini, Charu Chandra, Jagat Mohan, Lalita Mohan, Govinda, Bhakta, Ramkanta, Venugopal.
So many.
Anybody that I have not mentioned in that party. To the Maui devotees. I haven't got there yet. The Maui devotees, to Solomon, to Sunanda, my wife, Rupa Manohara, Prabhu, and Atulananda Prabhu, to Gopal, Sevanandi, Chiranjeev.
Chiranjeev.
Sarva, Sarah, Uma, Das Avatar, Bob, Yashi Pema. I'd like to thank the devotees from the Big Island, Mangala Prabhu, and all the devotees from the Big Island who came here. from Australia, all Australian devotees, and special thanks to Sri Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu, who, had he not called me, then I would not have gotten this excited. To the devotees from Fiji, Rabindranath Prabhu and his wife, from the UK, from Europe, from Canada, from all the devotees and all the devatas who have come here to praise Sri Gurudev, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I invite you, Sevanandi, I said Sevanandi, I invite you please to come back to Maui and bless us with your presence again.
Jai Prabhu ki.
Jai.